As America's coal industry continues to shrink, there are more and more abandoned mines. So what happens to them? WOSU student news reporter Aaron Gottsacker reports on how one OSU professor is using coal byproducts to bring old strip mines back to life.
I'm at an abandoned strip mine near an American Electric power plant just north of Zanesville. A steep cliff looms in the distance. It was created by crews who blasted out the land around it in a desperate search for coal. Abandoned strip mines like these litter eastern Ohio's rural landscape. They're dangerous and bad for the environment, says Tarunjit Bhutalia, an OSU engineering professor who specializes in abandoned mines.
Being unreclaimed means that a couple of hazards happen. The first one, most obviously, as you can see, is a safety hazard, in which a dangerous high wall, folks have fallen through over the top. You have off-site sedimentation that goes and clogs streams. And the biggest environmental liability one has is acid mine drainage, which emanates from the underground mines that are adjacent to these, and they collect together, and when they go down in streams, that can result in significant environmental damage to habitats, particularly that of fishes and others.
That's why he's working to restore these abandoned strip mines to how they were before miners destroyed the land with dynamite. And he's doing this in a surprising way, with the waste produced when coal is burned.
This is where the waste material is coming from.
Inside of the Conesville power plant, plant supervisor Earl Duck leads me to huge machinery and towering smokestacks. When coal is burned to generate electricity, it creates smoke and ash that pass through what are known as scrubbers. They turn the material into solid waste like gypsum and sulfites. And there is a lot of it, more than 5 million pounds a day on average. In the past, the majority of the solid waste was sent to landfills, but now nearly 100% is being used to reclaim abandoned coal mine sites. Back at the old strip mine, dump trucks haul 20-ton loads of the material up a dirt road.
And once it comes here, then with the bulldozer, it is like the bulldozer that you see there. Once the waste is placed, it is then spread, and then the next load will come over it. And as that happens, the height of the fill keeps increasing. All the weight will come all the way up to nearly the top of the high wall that you see in front of you. And that's when the final cover would be placed, on top of which the end dumps will happen.
The whole process takes about 4 years and 1.8 million tons of coal combustion byproducts. Bhutalia is also working with two other plants to reclaim nearby strip mines. Another one near Zanesville is already finished. We pull up to a sloped green landscape with thousands of saplings and yellow wildflowers.
Sometimes Mother Nature just needs a little extra help. And being able to reclaim these sites that we are standing at, which was just done a year ago, you can see that Mother Nature is already taking over. And this is just within the last 1 year.
It's been a long process, but Bhutalia and his colleagues have finally proven that reclaiming abandoned coal mines with coal combustion byproducts can be successful. And done this way, there's zero cost to taxpayers. He says he hopes power plants across Appalachia can put his research and work to use.
We all recognize that coal has been a part of the problem, and these projects showcase that coal can also be a part of the solution.
Aaron Gottsacker, WOSU News.